Devin Almonte here. Welcome. This is Insight Out, where we learn to look at our faith from God's eyes and figure out how to live that out in our everyday. We have an elderly neighbor who lives next door to us, and we rarely see her because she's got a lot of health issues. She's in her 80s. But the other day I was out and I saw her get in her car, and I was shocked because seeing her get from the door into the car and then out the driveway, that was a monumental feat for her. Of course, she had help. She was not driving herself, but she's basically bedridden. And so that event, just getting to the car, was a big deal. That's like a big win. I know people that struggle with depression. I know people that are bipolar, and the very thought of getting out of bed is just, it's impossible. And that's where it's helpful to look at our wins. So here is one of my impossible things. This is when I moved to New York City after college. I was not a New York City gal in any sense of the word. And the city terrified me. It was so big. It was so overwhelming. I didn't know what I was doing, and making friends and trying to navigate the city and subways and all that stuff was just a lot. And so a win for me was, let's see if I can get from my apartment to work using the subways. And that was the win for the day. Why do these small wins matter? For me, that's such a source of strength when I start to get one win and then another small win, and that I stick to it and that I don't give up. At the time I moved to New York City, I knew another girl around my age was also moving to the city. We had spent some time together but didn't know each other super well. And she left and went back home after 2 weeks of being in New York. And I don't judge her for leaving. There's no shame in leaving. But I think a lot of times in life, we surrender and give up just because it gets too hard. And we want the big win. If we're struggling to get through our day, get out of the house. Maybe the win is just picturing a beautiful sunset or taking a few steps outside our front door to breathe in some fresh air. Let's not underestimate those little victories. Those are all the things that nourish us. Not only that, we'll also realize how many wins in our life we actually have.